Falls, to Flint, to Mackinac City. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
Sailing in between the land, the enemy.
We're going to head down a different trail here for a few minutes. You know, summertime is a time that a lot of us, me included, by the way, think about home improvements, think about things that need to be done before winter comes, you know, because you want to do things in good weather. You don't want to be standing out there and, you know, in March when the rain's coming sideways and has chunks of ice hitting you in the eyeballs, you know, that's no good. This is the time of year when I'm thinking, in fact, I'm thinking about a generator, a home backup generator for those occasions. We had a situation here the other day. A car took out a pole and therefore took out our power for several hours. And when it's 90 degrees, you know, your air conditioning doesn't work because some clown hits a pole. That's not good. But it's a time to talk about all sorts of good things. My next guest, Frank Hannenberg, Gas Operations Manager for the Central Region at DTE Energy. Frank, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
This is the time of year people talk about generators or putting a nice outside grill or a bigger water heater, all sorts of things you can do this time of year when the weather is good, right?
Absolutely.
And these are all the gas-powered appliances. You know, I didn't realize until, you know, I was confused. I lived in a closeted place, but DTE is one of the largest suppliers of natural gas right here in the state.
We are, yeah, absolutely. We handle, you know, a lot of the Detroit area, and we also handle a lot of the larger, you know, cities out state, you know, Traverse City, Mount Pleasant, Grand Rapids, Muskegon, all the way up into the UP. Yeah, we're one of the biggest in the state.
Yeah, I have DTE service in northern Michigan myself at my runaway place. So I'm with you all over the place. Now, when it comes to natural gas, more and more natural gas lines out there, certainly a lot more than when I was younger, you have the opportunity to hook into natural gas, which is just so easy. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, Frank, when it comes to cooking, and my wife is very good at it, Ivy's very good in the kitchen, I'm not too bad, but I love cooking over gas far better than anything else, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And it's convenient, too. You know, one thing, you know, for years I was using a propane grill. Just recently got a natural gas one that connects right in, and it's so nice never having to worry about, like, changing anything out. It's super easy and it's super convenient.
It's funny you should mention that because I've been grilling out a lot, and every time I do it right now, I go over and lift the tank and make sure there's enough gas in it because you don't want your steak half done and you're running down to the store, right? You don't want to have to do that. So that's a party foul, as they say, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, it's happened to me. It's
See?
Happened to me more than once.
And you're the gas guy. You can't let that happen, but you're right. I mean, it's so much easier. And natural gas, when it's directly lined in, you know exactly how much you're using, you know exactly how it's worked. It's so convenient. And does that natural gas, does some of it come right here from Michigan?
Well, some of it does. We do, you know, we import it. We get some from all over, honestly. And then we also have storage fields here in Michigan. So one nice thing that we can do is, you know, in the summer, prices are cheaper. We'll buy it now, store it in our underground facilities, and then sell it back to the customer in the winter, you know, at a reduced rate because, you know, we're able to store it.
So
really nice thing in Michigan.
But help me with this. I think I've heard this before. When you talk about underground storage, you're not talking about putting it in tanks. You're using the natural geology, if I'm not mistaken, to store the gas and then go back and get it later. Is that the way that works?
Correct. Now, this is a little outside my field of expertise.
I understand.
I'm more of the distribution side. But yes, Michigan's fortunate because we have these natural geological formations. This isn't something that can happen everywhere. But these chambers underground or the caverns, they're just ideally situated to hold the gas so that we can, I mean, we store lots and lots of gas.
Yeah,
lots and lots.
I find that fascinating. Yeah. Not my area of expertise either, but I understand it just enough to say, wow, that's really a cool opportunity. But when you talk about distribution, I mean, we're talking about water heaters, furnace, stove, fireplace, just a cool summer accessory out of the porch with one of those little fire tables. Could all be hooked directly to natural gas, so you don't have to fuss with any of it. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how does that work? Does DTE come out and help me set it up? Where does DTE's role go, and where do I pick up as the customer?
So DTE, What we do is we maintain and we own the line that comes off the road and goes to your meter, and then we own the meter too, and we maintain all of that. Everything past the meter, though, is fuel line, and that would be the customer or your responsibility.
All right, so if I go and I purchase, you know, a really cool gas grill that I never have to fuss with, which just sounds like a brilliant idea, then I'm not going to put in the gas line, though, I suppose, because I don't want to do that, because I want to make sure the gas lines are installed by a professional. So the store would do that, or who would do that?
Possibly, whoever, you know, everyone's going to do different stuff. But, like, depending on where you buy your grill from, they may very well install it for you. Or you could contact a plumber or an HVAC person to come install that line for you. The important thing is really, like you say, hire a professional, make sure that they're licensed, make sure they're insured. And it's always great to get a warranty with that type of work.
All right, so what else do customers need to know? I mean, obviously, natural gas is great to cook on. It's convenient. It's better for your water heater. It's just better product, I think. So what do people need to know about adding a gas appliance or upgrading an existing one?
So to keep in mind, right, so you mentioned upgrading to a generator. Well, that's usually a product that uses a large amount of gas when it's on. When we install a gas meter or a line at your house, we size it for what you have currently. So it's a possibility that if you go and add appliances, more than one or a large one, your meter might not be the correct size anymore, or your service line might not be big enough. So with that in mind, your best bet is, if you're going to install something, is to give us a call. You can either call us at 1-800-533-6220 or go online to www.dteenergy.com.
Pretty much all
contact us. Excuse me?
No, I was going to say dteenergy.com, the place to go with all of those questions. And Frank, we got to leave it there for, we got to leave it there for today. But dteenergy.com, real quickly, that phone number again?
1-800-533-6220.
And I just can't encourage people enough, Frank, to go switch to natural gas. So much easier. dteenergy.com. Know your own power.